From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Talks at the UN on a new treaty banning nuclear weapons got underway Monday. Kim Wong-soo is the UN Undersecretary and High Representative for Disarmament Affairs.
This conference is taking place against a backdrop of rising international tensions, renewed arms competition, and an absence of results in disarmament bodies.
Supporters insist little progress has been made in recent years to get rid of such weapons, but nearly 40 countries, including the U.S., said they will not take part. They renewed their commitment to the nearly 50-year-old nuclear nonproliferation treaty. Nikki Haley is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
There is nothing I want more for my family than a world with no nuclear weapons. But we have to be realistic. Is there anyone that believes that North Korea would agree to a ban on nuclear weapons? So what you would see is the General Assembly would go through in good faith trying to do something, but North Korea would be the one cheering, and all of us and the people we represent would be the ones at risk.
The UN General Assembly adopted a resolution in December to negotiate a legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons, leading to their total elimination. At least 31 Islamist al-Shabaab insurgents were killed by Kenyan troops in a raid on two bases in the southern Somali region of Jubaland. A Kenyan Defense Forces statement Monday said ground troops were backed up by attack helicopters and artillery fire. The raid took place Sunday. The Kenyans also said they captured arms, communications equipment, and uniforms. Militants insist no raid took place. Kenya, part of the African Union force to fight the counterinsurgency group. This is VOA.